The Living Word, from Scripture to Spirit-Powered Witness. Today I want us to consider three powerful passages that reveal the true nature and purpose of God's Word. John chapter 5 verses 39 and 40, Luke chapter 24 verse 27, and Acts chapter 1 verse 8. Each of these scriptures offers profound insight into how we're to engage with the Bible, and ultimately, how we are to live out the truths of the Bible in the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus made it clear that the scriptures are not just ancient texts to be studied for the sake of knowledge. They point us to Him, the living Word. The Bible is a transformative guide. It leads us into a deeper relationship with God and empowers us to be His witnesses in the world. There are three key points. Seeking Christ in the Scriptures, understanding the fulfillment of prophecy, and living as Spirit-empowered witnesses. Seeking Christ in the Scriptures, John chapter 5 verses 39 and 40. They record Jesus saying to the religious leaders, "You search the Scriptures because you think they give you eternal life, but the Scriptures point to me, yet you refuse to come to me to receive this life." These religious leaders diligently studied the scriptures, yet they missed the central message. The scriptures point to Jesus Christ. The Greek word for search here means to examine or investigate thoroughly. And the religious leaders were meticulous in their study, but they failed to recognize that the purpose of the scriptures was to lead them to Jesus. Jesus addressed the Jewish leaders who prided themselves on their knowledge of the Torah, but their study had become disconnected from the heart of God's revelation, His Son. They knew the letter of the law, but missed the spirit behind it. The scriptures are a witness to Christ, the living Word, and their ultimate purpose is to bring us into a relationship with Him. In our own study of the Bible, we must be careful not to fall into the same trap. Our goal is not merely to accumulate knowledge, but to encounter Jesus. When we open our Bibles, we should be seeking to know Him more deeply and to experience the life He offers. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15. You have been taught the Holy Scriptures from childhood, and they have given you the wisdom to receive the salvation that comes by trusting in Christ Jesus. The Apostle Paul highlights that the Scriptures lead to salvation through faith in Christ and emphasizes the centrality of Jesus in the Bible. Or consider Luke chapter 24 verse 44. Then he said, "When I was with you before, I told you that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and in the Psalms must be fulfilled." Jesus explains that all of the scriptures are ultimately about Him, affirming the need to seek Christ as the fulfillment of God's Word. To quote John Piper, "The Bible is not a book for the merely curious, it's a book for the desperately hungry for God." Our study of the Bible should always be driven by a desire, a hunger to encounter God, not just to satisfy our intellectual curiosity. Understanding the fulfillment of prophecy. Luke chapter 24 verse 27 describes a moment after Jesus' resurrection. Then Jesus took them through the writings of Moses and all the prophets, explaining from all the scriptures the things concerning Himself. Here we find the resurrected Christ walking with two disciples on the road to Emmaus, opening their eyes to how all of Scripture points to Him. The Greek word used here for explaining means to interpret or expound thoroughly. Jesus took the time to show them that He was the fulfillment of all the Old Testament prophecies. This moment reveals how all of Scripture, both the law and the prophets, find its ultimate fulfillment in Christ. From Genesis to Malachi, the Bible points forward to Jesus' coming, His death, and His resurrection. The Old Testament isn't just a collection of stories, It's a narrative that builds towards the arrival of the Messiah. Matthew chapter 5 verse 17. Don't misunderstand why I have come. I did not come to abolish the law of Moses or the writings of the prophets. No, I came to accomplish their purpose. Jesus clarifies that his coming fulfills the prophecies and the promises of the Old Testament, not to abolish them, but to complete them. Isaiah chapter 53 verse 5. But he was pierced for our rebellion, crushed for our sins. He was beaten so we could be whole. He was whipped so we could be healed. Isaiah's prophecy is fulfilled in Christ's suffering. This demonstrates how the Old Testament prophecies point to Jesus. As we read the Bible, we should be mindful of how the Old and the New Testaments are connected. The entire Bible tells a unified story of redemption, with Jesus at its center. This understanding deepens our appreciation of Scripture and strengthens our faith in God's sovereign plan. The preacher and author Tim Keller put it this way: Jesus is the true and better everything. The Bible is ultimately about him. When we read the Bible with this lens, we see God's redemptive plan woven throughout all of history. Living as Spirit-empowered witnesses. In Acts chapter 1 verse 8, Jesus gives his disciples this promise: But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. This verse marks a transition from understanding the scriptures to living them out as Spirit-empowered witnesses. The Greek word for power here is dynamis. It means strength or miraculous power. Jesus was telling his disciples that the Holy Spirit would give them the ability to boldly proclaim the gospel and live out the truths of Scripture. After Jesus' resurrection, he didn't just leave his disciples with a set of instructions. He promised them the Holy Spirit, the very presence and power of God, to equip them for the mission ahead. This wasn't just about knowledge, it was about transformation. It was about empowerment for witness. Romans chapter 8 verse 11. The Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. And just as God raised Christ Jesus from the dead, he will give life to your mortal bodies by this same Spirit living within you. The Holy Spirit empowers believers with the same power that raised Jesus from the dead, equipping us to live out God's truth. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 20. So we are Christ's ambassadors. God is making his appeal through us. We speak for Christ when we plead, come back to God. As Spirit-filled believers, we're called to be ambassadors of Christ, sharing his message with the world. We're called to be witnesses of Christ in our own life. The Bible isn't meant to remain on the pages of a book. It's meant to be lived out in the power of the Holy Spirit. As we study the scriptures and encounter Christ through them, we're equipped to share his love and truth with the world. Francis Chan reminds us, the truth is that the Spirit of the living God is guaranteed to ask you to go somewhere or do something you wouldn't normally want or choose to do. Being filled with the Holy Spirit empowers us to step out of our comfort zones and live our lives out for the gospel every day. In conclusion, the scriptures are far more than a collection of ancient writings. They are the living word of God, pointing us to Christ, revealing his plan of redemption, and empowering us to be his witnesses in the world. As we search the scriptures, we must do so with a goal of encountering Jesus, understanding his fulfillment of prophecy, and living out his truth in the power of the Holy Spirit. This week, let's commit to seeking Christ in our study of the Bible. Let's ask the Holy Spirit to open our eyes to the ways the scriptures point to Jesus, and to empower us to be bold witnesses of his love. As we engage with God's word, May it not only transform our minds, but ignite our hearts to live out the gospel in our daily lives. May you be transformed by the truth of God's word.